text 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email me like it's rick@rickemerson.com. I am he. It's Friday. We are here with Sarah X. Dillon, Tim Riley, Christian Bowie, Scotty J., Scott Daly. It's all too much to take. Coming up, we got Don Rickles tickets. Rickles tickets. All right. I got nothing. We have tickets to Don Rickles. Don't call now. We'll be giving those away here in a few. We got the top five to get to as well. Scott Daly, who purports to have seen a film. Scott Daly claims...
That's BS.
I'm just saying, it is, because we've been back on these, there's been about 60 months. He claims that he has actually seen a film and can be reviewing it in his capacity as film reviewer.
Are you sure
reviewer.
This isn't another DVD review?
reviewing Roadhouse 2, which is out, by the way. Yeah, in your face, Roadhouse 2. Have you seen Clerks 2?
No, not yet.
Okay, now look. I'm not...
It's coming, and not only that, but good possibility we will have an interview with Kevin Smith.
Really?
Yes. We got to interview him for Jersey Girl a couple years ago.
Hook a brother up?
Oh, you know I will be. I'll let you know when things happen.
All right.
Did you actually preview a film, or did you watch one that's already out?
I previewed a film.
All right, so you actually got to see it. You didn't
a week and a half ago.
When you're standing in line with everybody else and they claim you're reviewing something?
No. I got in front of the line, press and all.
You're not here with Rick, I've got this exciting review of, Harry Potter 2.
Mission Impossible 1. Yes.
All right.
No, an actual film review.
All right.
Stay tuned.
503-733-2970. We'll do that as soon as we do this and that and then some other stuff. Here's Tim Riley at the... Did it ask you?
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting.
Bada bing.
Well, some Democrats are calling Al Zarqawi's death a silly little stunt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that me?
Yeah, that would be you.
Oh, no, and I've lost the... hold on, wait. And they're calling it what?
Just a silly little stunt.
Okay. There's a core and a contingent there that would like to portray things negatively in order to hurt George W. Bush. Those people have been on the record. They're trying to use the news media to defeat a president whom they loathe.
All right, and that is who speaking there?
Who is that? California Congressman Pete Stark.
I don't care about him at all.
No one ever heard of him.
No one cared. There's nothing there that I can sink my teeth into comedically, so.
So we all know Al Zarqawi was dead at least for a few seconds after he bombed the bejesus out of his hidden house somewhere. Well, Major General Bill Caldwell, a spokesman for the Multinational Forces, which is kind of it's not a real name, said the leader of Al-Qaeda was aware that the U.S. military had found him and attempted to roll off the gurney he was being placed on. Caldwell was asked by reporters why the decision was made to execute an airstrike in his location instead of trying to take him alive.
I have not sat and talked to them and asked them exactly why the decision was made to attempt to take him utilizing an airstrike.
Because it's fun.
I have to go back and ask that question. But clearly, that was a decision that was made by the commander on the ground.
There's no calories in that answer. Now, here's... You got all these big-ass bombs sitting around. Are you just going to buy those things and not use them? What is that bomb we talked about, Bob? The Daisy Cutter? And that thing, it's like you... No, it's genius. I'm aware that war is wrong and bad, and it's harmful to flowers and other living things or whatever. But, I mean, there's stuff that's just cool. And there's that Daisy Cutter bomb. It's like 2,000 pounds. You drop it, it explodes, and then thousands of other tiny little bomblets, as they're described, come out of it. And then the bomblets explode, and then they hurl big shards of razor-sharp metal everywhere. I mean, whatever anybody thinks about war, that's pretty cool.
Almost cute little bomblets.
It is little bomblets with happy faces and little wings flying around in many shades of pastel.
Why not bring them to a birthday party?
If you live next time you're in Southeast Portland, if you got those sitting around, I mean, you know what? You can't buy that stuff and then not use it. It's pointless. So there you go.
Rapper LL Cool J has no interest in joining other hip hop artists in their feud with Oprah Winfrey. The Grammy winner
said they've got beef with Oprah. They're feuding with Oprah.
Yeah, they say whether or not the talk show host likes hip hop music should not be an issue. Number three.
With all due respect, I don't know if Oprah liking hip-hop really matters. I mean, you know, I respect her, but that's like me liking her show. Doesn't matter if I like her show, and it doesn't matter if she likes hip-hop. I mean, it's going to go on with or without us.
This is because Ludacris and 50 Cent, who are they're annoyed because she doesn't have hip hop guys, and I don't know. Right now, you know what I'm doing? I'm pretending that I care, and I just
We have another soundbite.
Great. I'm sorry. I care deeply, so we can play this other soundbite. It's a something.
Rapper LL Bean J, LL Cool J says,
LL Bean J.
Most hippity hop artists have a different upbringing than the talk show host Oprah Winfrey.
We all have different paths. She was blessed with the, with people in her life that really focused her on education and really pointed her in that direction. So everybody's not blessed with that. Some people are just blessed with raw talent and have to utilize it to the best of their abilities.
Yes, indeed. She had somebody that steered her away from making Rollerball, didn't she, LL Cool J? All right, well, there you go. Whatever.
She was in that movie?
No, LL Cool J. LL Cool J has done so many bad films. But the thing about being a rapper is, I don't know what it is, man. If you're a rapper or a hip-hopper,
yes.
I don't know what it's like. Kevlar, it's like if you're a rapper, you somehow get a buy and all the bad films you... I mean, I have lost track of the number of terrible films that Ice Cube has made. It's like nobody...
Me too.
You know what it is? And you know what it is? It's not about being black. It's about being a rapper. It is a buy for hipness. And so your bombs just don't even count. It's like they don't count against you somehow. Your tote board continues to stay high. And I mean, LL Cool J made, I mean, like from way back, like when he was making The Hard Way with Mike, wasn't it with Michael J. Fox? I mean, LL Cool J and Michael J. Fox should never be in a film together.
Was he on Family Ties too?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a very special episode where Mallory, Mallory had beef with No Limit Records. And then at the end, they all learned a lesson, and then they spit mad rhymes and stuff. I don't know. It's something. There you go. Blah, 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 blah. All I know about Oprah is that Oprah's got that weird thing where she turns that accent on and off depending on how relatable she wants to be to the guest. Because sometimes Oprah talks, you know, the way that Oprah really talks, which is like a very cultured, sophisticated, educated woman. And then sometimes, like whenever there's somebody poor on and Oprah wants to look relatable to the idiots in trailer parks who watch her program, sometimes every sentence every sentence that she utters begins with, ooh, child, sometimes, for no readily apparent reason.
Well, you know, sometimes it comes after you speak with the relatives, because after I speak with the relatives back east, all of a sudden my Boston accent comes back for about 2 hours.
Suddenly your car's parked in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. So. You don't notice it. You do it sometimes here, too.
I know I do. Oh, my God.
You'll slip in like a Fidel from Cuba thing here.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Tim Riley.
A 16-year-old girl who flew to the Middle East to see a fella she met on the MySpace.com was detained in Jordan, which is a country in the Middle East. She's heading home today. U.S. officials persuaded Catherine Lester to take a flight home from Oman. Lester had disappeared from her home in Guilford, which is in eastern Michigan, on Monday, and apparently planned to visit a man whose MySpace account describes him as a 25-year-old from Jericho. The Sheriff's Department contacts the FBI, which traced the teen to a flight from New York to Oman, which is some country or something or other in the Middle East. It remains unclear whether any law has been violated. An online conversation with the 16-year-old is not illegal in Michigan, but solicitation for sex would be.
I don't know. It's like that whole... never mind. This is like that R. Kelly tape and then the online gambling. I can't tell what's illegal and what's not anymore. It used to be, when I was a boy, it used to be so easy to figure out what was illegal. You knew that if there was some guy running like a... If there was some sort of riverboat... When I was a boy,
there were riverboats running up the river.
No, there weren't riverboats, but I'm saying, you know, theoretically speaking, it was...
A Tarzan swing that...
No,
there
was...
the creek?
No, I'm just saying...
Well, you
used to know when I was... Never mind. I'm not going to make my stupid observation, that jerks. All right. Well, let's do these calls, then we'll do the Rickles thing, Scott Daly, Top 5, all of that. We got like 80 minutes of show to pack and do about 46 minutes. And we begin now. Hi, Erica, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Bring it.
Hi, Rick. It's Erica, the unemployed administrative assistant.
Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Hey, I was driving through downtown, thought of a great idea for something for Scotty to do this weekend.
Okay.
He should interview as many skanky hoochie mamas down at the waterfront waiting for the sailors as he can to try and get an idea behind the psychological why.
And then he can interview them 9 months later at the clinic. Is it the sailors? The sailors all come in this weekend? Is that the deal?
I think they have a ball.
Indeed.
They have a what?
A ball where the hoochies
I think, and the Steelers get together.
I think they do, too.
Greet the Fleet or Meet the Fleet or yeah. Catch the TV or something like that kind of party
really
going on this weekend.
Women, like, screaming.
Anyway,
yeah, no,
I just thought, you know, he might need something to do, and... what an interesting thing to do, you know?
I see. This is what makes the Rick Emerson audience serious. We're all in this together. We operate this program as a collective, like the Borg.
That's fabulous.
All right, Scotty.
That's why we love you guys.
Scotty, and then Scotty is saying that he should, he's noting that he will interview the Carnies as well. In between,
that would be fun.
In between funnel cakes. You should, Scotty, here's what you should do. You should go down to find the Carnies, like the guys who actually have your life in their hands, and then give them just like the most basic math skills, just like the most basic run-through of physics, and just see what they got there. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, Erica, are you enjoying your unemployment?
Yes, I'm enjoying the unemployment very, very much. Thank you, Rick.
Okay, remember to file early and often on Sundays with those unemployment
claims.
Every
Sunday at about 12:15 a.m.
Exactly.
I do it.
And make sure to make your job description and skills so unbelievably complex and specific that they cannot find job interviews to send you on. That's what I do.
Well, hey, I have this orientation thing I have to go to next week, and so I'm going to skank up just a little bit for that forget my resume and just be as needy and unintelligent as I possibly
do
can
that.
Be.
And clutch a baby bottle and every so often scream at people that only you can hear.
Thanks for the tip.
All right. Thank you, Erica.
Bye.
All right. We'll do one more here. Mark, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick. It's Mark in Australia.
Hey, Mark in Australia. How are things? How are you rolling, brother?
I'm doing excellent.
All right.
I just wanted to call and clarify that I am not Luke's drunk buddy.
I thought you were.
I am not. That would be Brad, I believe.
Oh, that's Brad. Okay, there's Luke in Australia. There's Brad, who's the guy that was over there, and you are some other guy. You're not. You don't sound Australian.
I am not. I'm actually from Camas originally.
Have we talked before?
We have not. I've emailed.
All right. So you are. It's all so complex. All right. So these. All right. So why are you in Australia again?
I am studying audio engineering here.
All right.
In Byron Bay on the east coast of Australia.
Whatever happened to people learning things here in America? Is our educational system so decrepit now that people have to go to Australia to learn something?
Risk
being savaged by dingoes? What?
I was supposed to be studying in Los Angeles, but the school that I went to had some problems and they sent me to Australia, so. It was all a bad deal.
Was it part of an expanding penal colony or something? It's just.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, excellent. And so you're just calling up to clarify that you're not drunk?
That was one thing. And I believe you said that Luke was in Melbourne. I think he's in Perth.
All right.
But he's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. I sent you some pictures of the sunrise on 666 with me doing the horns over Byron Bay.
Did you? When did you send those? I don't think I saw them.
I sent them on the 6th, I believe.
Okay. I'm looking at my inbox right here. Scott Daly, would you kindly say what number is that in my inbox right there?
Good God. I had to double check.
You work at a bank, right?
No, I just had to double check. It's 3,402.
So I got a lot of email. So I may not have seen those, but I will take it. I will look for them.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you, sir. Well, keep listening. Keep spreading the word there in the land down under.
Oh, I definitely will.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark in Australia. All right, Scott Daly. Wait, hold on. Let me formally introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show.
I have had this damn song on my head stuck for the last 2 weeks.
Bring me another one. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on.
You're going to bring me a song?
No, wait, hold on. You just wait.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
There you go. Scott Daly.
I'll bring something for you next week.
I got more. I can keep playing them all week long.
How about
the rapping traffic woman? You want her?
Oh, I haven't heard rapping
traffic. Jenny has traffic.
All right, I'm all nervous, but here's my rap.
This is a woman in North Carolina.
All right, you're going to have a good, good drive today. There ain't no problems on the major roadways. Looking at country
criticize
clubs,
my use.
Things look pretty good
beds
like
for you.
Robin Hood. Now I'm moving across the triad, yo. It ain't too bad. No.
She's white,
no.
Believe it or not.
Things
I know that's
nice on 68.
Hard to
and
believe.
I know you ain't going to be late. So that was your traffic rap today. Man, let's get some weather from my weather girl. Austin Kavanaugh. Come on, give us a weather. Boy, give it to us, word.
Wait,
it's weather guy, by the way. That is something.
Oh, there you go. Good times.
That's fantastic.
Scott Daly, how are you, sir?
I am well. I am still in awe of the event that was Horns Across Hawthorne on a Tuesday. That was
fantastic.
Phenomenal.
We are going to unveil on Tuesday, I believe, 1 week after the event itself, Horns Across the Hawthorne,
yes.
The greatest photo op of your life. I believe on Tuesday we will unveil the official photograph. Now, you've seen a lot of pictures that have taken on the bridge. Our good friend Stephen Poor took a lot. Stephen Fung took some. The guys are out there taking photographs. We had that one where it's like the devil horns stop on devil horns.
That's great. That's
the
great.
Ones of the satanic cheerleaders, all of that. But the official photograph will be unveiled on Tuesday. And I've seen a couple initial shots. Sarah, you've seen it. And Kristen saw it.
I've seen one as well.
It's
beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
Beautiful.
It's stunning.
Did you see it? I got my peeps. It's on my desk. How did you see?
I can see that if this is the one that's going to be the official one.
The black and white one?
Yeah. I can totally see that hanging in the lobby of any building in the city. It's
that'll
beautiful.
Be a fun conversation
to have.
It is
fantastic.
So we gathered all these people for the devil. Now, where in the sales area could we hang this?
I loved all the news reports. I know this is old stuff, but the news reports were great that night and the following morning.
I especially like the news reports where they referred to us as a local radio station. Yeah. All right. So you've actually got a film to review?
I do.
Get out.
I know. It's amazing to believe, but I actually saw Cars last week.
Oh, the Pixar film.
The new Pixar film. And would you like me to review that now, or should we keep the audience waiting?
Here's what we've got. We've got the Cars review. We've got to give away some Don Rickles tickets. And we got to do the top five, the Ramones top five, or it's going to be painfully out of date. So Kristen Bowie, who's going to be filling in for Sarah Dillon next week. Kristen, what do you think we should do as producer?
I think we should do the Don Rickles.
Look at that. Sarah was behind you. You couldn't see this mouthing Don Rickles. And
that's
then
good, too. I keep giving him the answer that I would give him.
Yeah, so it's like the Richard Dawson thing. You chose wisely.
You better be careful, Sarah Dillon.
All right.
I know.
Yeah. Be a pity if something happened to your flight.
Don't say that. You know I'm afraid of flying.
Yeah, but you got drugs at the doctor, though, right?
It'd be terrible if there were snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a
motherfucking
plane.
Snakes on a motherfucking plane. On Sarah's plane.
All right. That's the next thing we're counting down to, by the way.
Yeah.
Snakes on a plane. Hey, so what drug do they give you at the doctor?
I don't know. Something for specifically for anxiety that you get for flying.
Like Xanax?
They said it was like highly addictive. I don't know.
Ativan.
Highly addictive. That's.
Oh, I hope it was Ativan. That's the sweetest plum.
I think it began with an A.
Ativan.
I think it is Ativan.
Ativan's what they give psychotics at the hospital.
It's Sarah Ativan. I got a ton of them, too.
Ativan is so
Sarah,
sweet.
Don't announce that to
how many
audience.
How many did you get?
Ativan.
I got 20.
Oh.
And I only need one pre-flight.
All right. We're no longer going to bet with push-ups. We're going to bet with Ativan.
Sarah's overly excited over
there. Seriously.
No, I've never taken it. I don't know. I'm excited at the concept of...
You're in for the best day ever.
I'm excited at any concept of not being scared while
I'm flying. All right. You just you talk to me about that.
Oh, trust me. You will
talk to me about
scared.
That later.
Okay.
We'll take care of the rest of those.
We have ways.
We don't even know.
I've never seen you feel for something like that.
I know. The doctor offered to refill my prescription, and I told him not to because I could feel. I knew that I was going to become a fiend. I knew that I was going to become a junkie.
So why is it so good?
It's like having your brain wrapped in a soft, warm towel right out of the dryer.
You're very euphoric.
It's like being wrapped in the softest, warmest bubble of goodness and light. It really is like the best thing. It's better than the best thing you've ever had.
There could be snakes on your plane, Sarah. And
you wouldn't care. You'd be petting
Hello,
the snake.
Snakes. Come
you'd
and
be
see
holding the snake and reading it a bedtime story and staring out the window dreamily.
Let me tell you about snakes on a plane.
Well, then for once, I'm really looking forward to my flight.
Yeah. We'll talk to you in a week.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let's take the fifth caller here. Let's break. We'll come back with Rickles tickets. That phrase will be even funnier when you're on Ativan. We take caller five here for a pair of tickets to Don Rickles Chinook Winds tomorrow with buffet, by the way.
Ooh.
503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Take caller number five for a pair of tickets to Don Rickles Chinook Winds tomorrow. Along with the buffet. You stay there. Rick Emerson Show continues after this. Live on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere. It's Motorhead. It's Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick@RickEmerson, .com. All right, we're here with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com. All right, we'll do the Rickles thing in here in a second, but you have seen, is it Cars?
Cars.
The new Pixar thing?
The new Pixar film, yes.
And here's the, do you realize that Pixar is actually the single most successful film studio in the history of films?
As well as
it
should be.
It is actually, reading a bigger thing in the New York Times about this, that they are the most successful film studio in history.
Yeah.
Financially, they've never had a bomb.
Exactly.
Everything makes money.
Yep.
And so is this, but everybody keeps waiting for them to make a bad film. Everybody keeps waiting for the first Pixar film to suck.
This isn't it.
All right,
this is not it.
The words Larry the Cable Guy do not fill my heart with song.
No,
but I mean,
nor do they. And if there is a weak point about Cars, and there is, but still, the worst Pixar film is better than anything out there right now.
I gotta say that I didn't care for the trailer. The trailers for Cars were not auspicious.
Nor did I. The trailers didn't thrill me at all. The story. Not the writing, but the storyline itself is kind of old hat. It's the big city guy coming to an old small town and learning the life lessons of friendship and all this stuff. And there's a lot of similarities to that Michael J. Fox film, Doc Hollywood, if you remember that.
Somebody told me that it was like Doc Hollywood.
Yeah, and actually the write-up in the Wall Street Journal even mentioned that, which I thought was interesting. But Owen Wilson, the voices are portrayed by Owen Wilson, Bonnie Hunt, Paul Newman, Larry the Cable Guy. Cheech Marin does a voice of 57 Lowrider Chevy, which is great. George Carlin does an old VW bus.
That's fantastic.
Which is really great. And, you know, it's really, really, it's a beautiful film. The animation in Cars is stunning. They just seem to get better better film they put out.
That Pixar films have a specific look to them, like Matt Groening stuff does.
Yeah.
And you kind of don't know that it's changed until you look at Toy Story, Toy Story 2, Bugs Life. The Incredibles. And you see how much better it's gotten. It is pretty jaw-dropping.
It is beautiful.
Actually.
I mean, seeing on the big, it's been, I missed The Incredibles on the big screen, so the last Pixar film I saw on the big screen was Finding Nemo. And seeing this incredibly gorgeous landscape, the town that Lightning McQueen, which is a great name, by the way, Owen Wilson plays the main character.
Right.
The town he gets stuck in is a little town called Radiator Springs, which is a little hole in the desert off of Route 66. And it's just the scenery is just stunning. And then you get to the scenery at the beginning, at the end of the film, at a big NASCAR-type track with a crowd of cars and everything. It's just beautiful. And what's really unnerving about this film is there's no human beings in the film.
I was going to ask
They're
about
all
that.
Cars.
If it was,
They're
if
all
it was
vehicles.
All cars.
Yeah, it's airplanes, helicopters, cars, trucks.
But, you know, computer-animated people can be weird sometimes.
They can.
Computer-animated people creep me out.
Even in Pixar films.
Yeah.
Even the dentist in Finding Nemo or the kids in
Toy
Story.
Yeah, they're all kind of these weird aliens. Sort of creatures.
Yeah, it's really weird, and I think it's going to take a long time for them to really nail that.
Right.
But so that kind of made it a little easier to take. But then it's really hard to kind of attach yourself to a character that's a car.
Right.
You know, it's easy to do if you have a car. Now I've got many friends who actually named their cars. But when you actually see a car talking, and they look a lot like the Chevron cars, and that kind of threw me off as well,
too. That's the other thing, too, is that they look so much like those. Chevron with Tecraline, blah, 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 whatever.
So that was a little off-throwing. But best performances, would be Paul Newman.
How great, I mean, to get Paul Newman is 180 out there.
Yeah, he plays at 54 Hudson. And his name in the film was Doc Hudson. And it's just fantastic. He's the old codger, sort of the judge and the jury and the doctor of the town of all these cars. And he does a great job. And it's really kind of fun just to hear Paul Newman's voice coming out of this old classic roadster. So, yeah, you know, if I had to give it a grade, I would say a very strong B+. The writing is great. The animation, the voice work, the characters are all fantastic. The story doesn't have the heart that The Incredibles or Nemo.
The Incredibles set the mark. They set the bar pretty high with
it. It really did.
Well, let's get back. We'll talk about Film Fever Radio, your news episode here in a second. Without further ado, we got to go to the. We have to go to the phones. I have to get my go to the phones bed back. That's the thing we don't have. Hi, Rick Emerson. Is this Bryn?
Yes.
Bryn, how are you?
I'm great, thanks.
All right, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a Bluetooth headset. Does
that
sound funny?
No, it's just you can never tell. So you're one of those Borg-looking guys. All right, so here's the thing. So are you are here looking for a pair of Rickles tickets. Now, the question is, will you be able to go tomorrow if you win them today?
Yes.
All right. So you have your choice of contests. You may either play When I Was a Boy, or you may identify the mystery sound.
I think I better go with the sound.
Ah-ha! I knew somebody would finally go for the sound.
Your rules yesterday threw him off.
All right, hold on. I got to make sure I actually have it here because I... Well, no, I just put it away in, like, the crate of unused stuff because no one was ever picking it. Let's see. All right, let me just... Everybody talk among themselves. Now, all right, here we go.
Does he have a certain time limit in which he has to identify the sound?
I don't know. I think that we should play the sound, and then he should get how long, Sarah?
Until 3 o'clock.
Until 3.
Well, right,
22 minutes.
Why don't you just keep it to yourself, Bryn?
How old are you, Bryn?
43.
Oh, okay. He's totally in the demo.
Yeah, because Rick has told me that I guess I'm too young to know this sound.
Yeah, well, did I play it for you?
You played it for me, and I didn't know what it was.
All right. I think Christian here is probably too young to get it as well. Scott will get it. I'll get it, because we're old. All right, so how long do you guys think he should get to identify the mystery sound?
How about a minute, since that's how long they have
to go. A minute, that's a long-ass time. 30 seconds?
30, because if he doesn't get it in 30 seconds, he's probably not going to get it in 40.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would be my guess.
But he gets unlimited guesses.
He doesn't get... Okay, you get unlimited guesses in 30 seconds.
Are the guesses in forms of yes or no answers, or is he...
No, I'm not going to... There's not 20 questions. Okay. He just has to say, is it a wearing blender? And yeah. I say, like, no, that's a stupid answer. Come up with something less embarrassing, and then he
Don't
tries
be dumb.
Again. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Bryn, name that mystery sound.
One more time.
All right. Scotty J stepping in the screen. Impossible. Cannot be done. No one will ever get this. Let me play. The clock is not ticking, by the way.
Okay.
Play. Here's another one. Here it is. Here's the mystery sound. Do you have any idea?
I can barely hear it.
Oh, can we? Is it turned up on the board? Can we?
It's that Bluetooth technology.
Seriously.
I turned the Bluetooth off.
All right. Let me. You know what it is? I will play a longer version of the mystery sound. Okay.
Okay.
The longer version. Okay, Brandy, you have 30 seconds.
Jeez.
Go. No pressure. I'm gonna give you a little thinking music while you're here.
Are we adjusting the playing card in the spokes of our bicycle?
No.
We built this Starbucks. One of the knobs on your soundboard.
No.
You built this Starbucks and heart. Hecking up your car.
No.
I think this music is gonna confuse you more than anything.
I don't have any other good ideas.
No pressure. This is why nobody chose the mystery song. I'm giving you longer than 30 seconds because I want to hear the song. I got to get to the knee deep in the mochas one.
Just singing is horrible.
All right, there you go. That's the end. All right,
bring up their washboard for a jug band.
No.
Oh.
No.
That's
a great answer, but unfortunately, you're still a loser when it comes to the contest. Bryn, we love you as we love all our listeners, but no, you have lost.
Okay.
Thank you, Bryn.
Yeah.
All right, let's try here. Let's try this. Antonio?
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
Antonio, you are not allowed to choose contests now.
Antonio El Jefe?
Yeah,
I'll have it,
yeah.
Okay. All right, so this is all right. So we are going to play the mystery sound for you.
All right.
You will have through the knee deep in the mochas line to identify the mystery sound. So do not answer yet. Listen, I will play the sound, then the Starbucks song. You will have until knee deep in the mocha to identify the sound. Here you go.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't hear anything.
Okay, did you miss me playing the noise? Oh, for the love of Christ. Did you miss me playing the noise?
It sounded to me like a rotary phone or lawnmower.
Sarah guessed rotary phone. Oh, okay, so you did. Okay, I should be playing the Starbucks. I'm out for the love of God. No, it is not a rotary phone. It is not a lawnmower. Keep guessing. You built this Starbucks and heart and soul. This isn't guessing so much as it's silence.
Anything at this point would be okay.
Well, Well, at this point, I have no idea what to play, but you should give it to Bryn. Bryn is a great guy.
Now, Bryn's already gone.
Oh, that's
Bryn's a great guy.
Listen to that.
I don't get to listen to you, Rick, because I don't work in Portland. But today, my car broke down. That's why I get to listen to you.
Are you just trying to get these tickets for sympathy?
If his car broken down, how's he going to get to see Rickles tomorrow night?
All right. Yeah, how are you? Seriously, no car. How are you going to get the Chinook winds?
Well, I have a backup car, Rick.
Uh-huh. Okay. We've got some backup callers, so we're going to move along now.
All right, man. You take care.
There you go. Thank you. That's Antonio. For the love of God. Scotty, should I be taking some more of these callers? Should I take whoever this is? All right. Oh, now they're gone. Oh, see, they all defected because they all defected because they none of them.
That was fast.
All right. Scotty, do me a favor. Come here. Scotty's typing and no one will ever get this. All right. Scotty, come in here for a second if you would. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's screening. We got to get a microphone in there.
He's doing his job.
Do you have anything else to talk about in terms of film?
We're
going to get to the Ramones top five.
I do. I can go over what's opening this week.
Go over what's opening, and we'll
today,
get to
today, starting today at Cinema 21, a Prairie Home Companion opens up.
Oh, lucky us. Huzzah. Yes. Well, my prayers have been answered. Are they going to be having a yarn sale somewhere, too?
We'll be gone.
Let's talk about Cream of Wheat for a long time, too. I love Cream of Wheat.
Look, I'm telling you what's opening at Cinema 21.
Prairie Home Companion.
At Clinton Street Theater this week is The Puff, the Portland Underground Film Festival.
Oh, we played at that. My film, me and Joni, Remote Control, played there.
There you go.
That's in your face.
That's all week at the Clinton Street.
No point in going this year. I'm not there.
Oh, exactly. And then at the Hollywood Theater, we've got Blackballed, The Bobby Duke Story, Drawing Restraint 9, the film I mentioned last week, starring Bjork.
These are all Bjork? What kind of movies are you talking about?
Is there films playing at the local theater?
You are giving me Garrison Keillor and Bjork.
Hey, man, you said to fill some airtime. That's what I'm doing. Hey,
Scotty J is here. Speaking of filling airtime, Scotty J, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
Nobody's getting this?
Nobody will ever get this. I barely remember it as a
It's
child.
An easy sound to get. All right, fine. Let's see who this is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this? hello?
It's an alien from Mars Attacks.
I have a guess.
Who is this, sir?
My name's Brett.
Brett, can you go if you win the tickets?
Yes, I can.
All right, I'm going to play the sound for you. I'm going to play you the mystery.
I already got it, but go ahead.
All right, hold on. It's just an excuse to play the Starbucks song, Brett. Just keep your horses under control. All right, and... We built this Starbucks. Okay, go.
I think it's the Wheel to the Life game.
No, that's wheel. It's not the... There's no wheel in the life game. The spinner.
The
life game has the pop-o-matic thing in the middle.
No, life has the spinning thing.
What has the popping thing?
Bobble.
That's bobble.
I don't even know what bobble is. Bobble's what Peggy Hill plays.
No, seriously, life does have a bobble. Spinner, and he is right, but that is
okay, but
that
no,
not
he's not right, because it's the wrong answer.
I'm just saying, the life game.
I'm sorry, keep guessing.
sounds like the New Year's Party Maker thing that you spin.
Well, that's a good answer. That's wrong, though. Close, though. It's not close, but, I mean, it does sound like, you know, that's wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
This is gripping radio right here.
I could talk more about Prairie Home Companion if you'd like.
Keep it to yourself.
More obscure answers.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My brain turning.
All right. And we have to go now.
Hey.
Okay.
It stars Lindsay Lohan and Meryl Streep.
Please stop, for the love of God.
Hi. Lily Tomlin.
I swear to God, I'll
Kevin
cut you.
Kevin Kline.
Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Jones.
This is Bryn.
Hi. Bryn, you can't call back and win.
No, there's the reason for me calling back is once I heard you play for Antonio on the radio, I could hear things I couldn't hear over the phone at all.
Mm-hmm.
That swirling noise in the underneath, I can't hear that on the phone.
I got passes for prayer.
The swirling noise is pointless, though.
Really? Okay, because it sounded like somebody steaming milk in a Starbucks.
It's not somebody steaming. Thank you. Goodbye now, Bryn.
Goodbye.
All right, good times. Yeah. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. Would you like to play in the most ill-advised contest?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to play you the sound.
The sound of Rick's show derailing.
Yes, the sound is Rick's ratings plummeting. All right.
I think I might know what it is.
Okay,
already,
just hold on.
Sorry.
hold on. Sorry, okay, hold on. There you go. That's the sound, and let's go. Okay, guess.
If you don't have a guess, why did you call? You've heard it 5 times.
All right, my guess is the ratchet on the trailer when you're pulling the boat up out of the water.
The what? On the what?
That the crank, hand crank when you're pulling a boat out of the water.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's really wrong, but that's a good guess. That's a good guess, but wrong. Keep going.
Keep going?
Yes.
Guess again.
Sounds all defeated.
That's the only thing I had.
All right, what was your name?
Ryan,
you've lost and embarrassed your family. Thank you, Ryan. All right. Jesus Christ. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
It's Pat.
Who?
Pat,
how are you, Pat?
All right.
Do you want to, are you ready to play the stupidest contest? Are you ready?
Sure.
Can you even go if you win these tickets?
Doesn't matter.
Probably not.
Pat, we're moving on now.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Mud, and I told you to quit playing that Starbucks theme. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye now. All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, it's Russ.
Russ, can you go if you win the tickets?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. I'm going to play you the noise.
It's just car broke right down, though.
Hold on. Everybody. All right, go.
Yeah, those other guys are right. You can barely hear it, but to me, when I heard it on the radio, it sounded like a key wind alarm clock.
I don't even know what that is.
It's called the non-electric alarm clock.
Oh, no, that's not what it is.
You have to wind it up?
No, that is not what it is.
Oh, geez.
Oh, the wind-up kind.
Right.
No.
The ones that used to go tick, tick, and keep
no.
the ball down.
Okay. Here's the thing. No is the answer.
Okay. Ratchet set?
No, that's another good answer. That's not right.
Oh, boy. I don't know. A tire jack?
People just get a cheese grater. Say anything. No, thank you, sir. Ross, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
All right.
Thank you. Get mine now. All right. Let's see. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Scotty's not even screening phones. He's just standing in and out. Who?
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Can you go tomorrow if you win these tickets?
What time is the show?
Like 8.
Oh, yeah, I could go.
All right, we're going to play the sound. I just want this day to be over. Here we go. is it up as loud as it'll go? Kristen? Is that up as loud as it'll go? There you go.
The wind-up turntable on old-type microwaves?
No, that's not what it is.
Is it one of those little cars that you pull the little thing out and it goes real fast?
No, that's not what it is.
They find guests, though.
I seriously thought that, the first person would get this. Keep going. You got, 20 seconds. Sarah got it.
Oh, geez. Not a rapid set. I'm trying to think of what it could be that Sarah is too young to know.
Well, you thought I was too young, but I actually had one of these when I was younger.
You had one? It's not like one of those CNC toys or anything?
No, and...
I give up.
All right, there you go. Sadly, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sarah, you did not get it.
Okay,
all
thanks
right,
anyway.
Thank you. Bye. All right, there you go. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. How can I help you?
Just tell us what it is, and for the love of God, stop playing the Starbucks.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Marianne. It's going now. All right, I'll take some other calls. Bye now. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. All right.
You know what it is, Kevin?
Do you know?
No, I don't have any idea.
I can't even understand.
I don't have any idea.
Why are you calling?
I'll try to guess.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Do you know the sound?
I think I do.
What is it?
It's a little metal toy.
Oh, yeah. It is in no way a little metal toy.
Well, I'm just guessing. That is one of those stupid little toys that you just clank. You just can't think of the name of it. You just have the handle and just a little...
It's one of those things that make clicking noises.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Okay, you, sir, what is your name?
Maurice.
Hang it up on you. Bye. All right. I'm going to take caller five for Don Rickles tickets.
right now,
we're going to a break. We're going to give Don Rickles tickets to the fifth caller. It requires no skill, knowledge. You don't even have to have ears. You can call in with one of those little, you know, fax things for the deaf people. Caller five. We spent like an hour and a half on that. Caller five randomly wins Rickles tickets for tomorrow. But we're going away now. We'll be back. Just stay there. It's Rick Emerson Show. Stop.
My life is brilliant.
Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your home, it's Star Trek uniform. Really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy.
Mr. Rick Emerson shows the new Weird Al single.
What a bummer being you.
All right. Let's just take whoever this is. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Pablo.
Hi, Pablo. How can I help you?
Hey, I think I know what the sound is.
What is it?
Is it the zipper on Aaron Hubert's jackboots?
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that. There you go. Thank you, Pablo. All right, there. All right.
I love Weird Al. I saw him at a fair once. It was brilliant. Best $5 I ever spent.
All right. We'll play the whole thing on Monday. There you go. They should. All right, Sarah. Goodbye, Scarecrow.
Goodbye.
All right, Sarah Dillon gone next week to the East Coast.
I get back at 11 on next Sunday night.
You can call us, though. Quiz the listeners on where you are.
I'll call you from random locations because I'm traveling lots of places.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your Ambien. And enjoy your snakes on a plane.
Scott Daly, Film Fever Radio, Part 9.
.com, Episode 9, Film Fever Goes to Hell. We have my review of Cars up there, and Aaron and I talk about spoilers thanks to the marketing geniuses who put out toys before the movie, which spoil things. We review our director of the month, Sam Raimi, so check it out, filmfeverradio.com, the best damn podcast you've ever heard.
We want to thank CNN Radio correspondents Lisa Goddard and Jim Roop. We want to thank Scott Daly from filmfeverradio.com. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for AM970 Solid State Radio. Thanks to Christian Bowie. He's going to begin next week. Tim Riley's the news director. And, of course, our intern and college student no more, Scotty J. Like us next. World famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. We'll see y'all on Monday at noon. As always, don't let the bastards run you down. Thank you for listening. See y'all soon. Bye.